You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College in Normal is currently showing Steady As She Goes, work by artist Amy Wolf, who creates found object and mixed media assemblages using man-made and natural objects. Wolf says she's always been drawn to nature, and long walks with her sons helps her find inspiration.
And I collect stuff. And so I had a collection of objects, and I started back at ISU in the master's program there, and I was taking sculpture, and I was like, you know, I'm going to start creating found object pieces. And so that's how it sort of started, with found objects. They're just so beautiful just on their own, and the way that they just naturally have texture and, you know, a value or color, line, and the way that it's not done by me, it's done by an insect, it's done by a squirrel, and I love sort of collaborating with them and making pieces.
So is the finding of the object essentially as much a part of the creative process as what goes on in the studio when you make these sculptures?
I mean, I think definitely, because going out into nature, reconnecting with nature, being sort of in that peaceful mode of, because you're constantly, I've got three boys, so I'm constantly doing something. And so just that moment of, even if it's just a little bit of time of kind of finding a piece and then finding an object that you can use, I think that is part of it too. Mm-hmm.
The name of the show is Steady As She Goes. Where does that come from?
Well, a lot of them I get from either poems or song titles or song lyrics.
Let's take a look at one. Like right here, we've got one right here. Take me through it and your creative process and what you created here.
Okay.
Lots of wood going on here. Mm-hmm. What's the name of this piece?
This is actually pretty simple title. It's just named Circle. This is a piece I found at ISU in the sculpture lab. It was used for casting. So they pull the piece out, they put it on the wood, it's hot, it burns into the wood. So it has these beautiful burn marks on it. Well, someone had taken it, they had painted it. I didn't paint this. This is actually, I've never done text either. This is the first time I've done text, and it was kind of a little like craziness, but anyway. And then someone drilled holes into it, and they wrote the word with Sharpie on it, circle. And so this is the piece I started with, and I was really sort of, all of a sudden sort of drawn to writing a text on it. So
I
that
see.
Took a long time. That
all
took...
you need is love. Is it Beatles lyrics?
Yeah.
Why?
At the time, the stuff that I was going through, I think, that just sort of kind of fit with what I was doing. And sort of this need to just keep writing, sort of like this mantra almost, kind of, sort of, but not really writing it across the board.
What's fun about it is there's so much texture with these sticks and pieces of bark that you've chosen to attach.
Mm-hmm. I painted on it, and then I drew on it. There's ink on it. And then I formally sort of arrange the other pieces. I mean, these become my medium. So instead of a paint or clay, it is the actual piece of wood or bark or the found man-made pieces, the metal.
What I love about this twig is it looks like there's like a cobweb or something on it.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love just leaving it as it is.
I don't know how you managed to preserve that, but that's amazing.
Yeah, some of them actually, you know, the lichen, they are green. There's some green parts, and somebody once asked me if I like spritzed them to keep them, make sure they stay green, but they actually just stay that color.
And right next to it, we have something that's hanging. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's wood. There's a twig, mm-hmm. and there's some sort of material. What is that?
It's a lithograph, so it's a print. Mm-hmm. So you make many, many, many copies of it, or you can. And then I cut out the copies, and I created the sculpture from it. This is Memory Whisper.
What inspired this?
I mean, a lot of my pieces are inspired sort of by memory, or my sort of lack of memory, or the memory of the tree. And then also, I had an experience one time where I thought I had a butterfly cocoon, and I actually had a praying mantis cocoon.
Ooh.
Which was really cool. I mean, it's kind of gross, but cool. Like when it cracked open, I was working at a pre-K, and they were just coming out of this thing, lots of them. So I wanted to sort of make sort of similar kind of form. I actually wanted it to keep going, but that's how it ended up.
That's artist Amy Wolf. Her show, Steady As She Goes, is up at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College in Normal through March 3rd. I'm Laura Kennedy.